And from our studios here on the southwest side on a chilly but sunny Monday, we welcome you in on this January the 29th. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer, across the glass, across the way here. 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. A lot to cover here today. We'll take a look at what happened over the sports weekend. Kind of a cornucopia of sports, and we will talk about it with you out there. 319-366-1600. We'll get you the Emil's Hideaway poll question and a lot more to come your way on a Monday. How you doing today?
Doing very well. Hope your weekend was well. Hope listeners had a great weekend, too.
Where did the month of January go? I mean, it seemed like yesterday it was New Year's Eve. We just turned the calendar to 2018, and now here we are. It's almost February. It's Groundhog's Day. Groundhog's Day. Groundhog Day on Friday.
It's Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Not even plural at anything.
No.
It's not his day. Or her day.
It's a day the groundhog either sees his shadow or not. I believe it's a he. I don't know.
Punxsutawney Phil is a he.
Yeah.
I've never been there to really check it out, but I'm going to go with that. 319-366-1600, as we mentioned, as we got a really good show for you coming up today. A lot of interaction that we'll have with our listeners out there. We start things off. Of course, you got the ongoing situation up in East Lansing with Michigan State. Tom Izzo yesterday, if you watched the Maryland-Michigan State game from College Park, Michigan State came from way back to win it. Obviously, that wasn't what everyone had on their minds during the very, very – I thought it was a very strange interview that Tom Izzo did after the game with Jim Spanarkel. First of all, I'm sure that Michigan State said, okay, CBS probably asked them, can we talk to you after the game if you win, of course. And Michigan State probably got back to them with yes, but Jim Spanarkel better be the guy, not Kevin Harlan or somebody that has a journalistic background. It was just a very awkward interview. Only three questions, but I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was just very strange. And then Tom Izzo went into the news conference afterwards, and one of the reporters for ESPN Outside the Lines really grilled him. Would not answer any of the questions. And no matter what you think about it, or if Tom Izzo is innocent or guilty at this point, he wasn't going to answer any questions at that time, and it was just not probably the right setting for it, although got a good explanation from someone at lunch that it might have been the only time they might have faced him face to face. So they needed to get some answers or try to get some answers at that time. And Magic Johnson coming out, as you heard at the top of the hour, as far as SportsCenter is concerned, saying that if anyone was involved in a cover up at Michigan State, they need to be dismissed immediately. And like I said, we're only getting into the very outer layers of this entire ugly situation. So that continues to fester up in East Lansing, Michigan.
Yeah, and you're right. It's not going to go away. It's not going to go away from Michigan State. It's not going to go away from USA Gymnastics. And
they cleaned house.
Well, that's still not the end of it, I don't believe. At any rate, I don't have any problems with reporters, whether it's Spanarkel or anybody, asking questions of Izzo in that situation. At that point, the game was, secondary in terms of drawing a response from Izzo and his involvement or knowledge of any situation there. So I think at some point Izzo is going to have to answer more questions.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot more questions to be answered. And, we can talk about that if you like. Get your comments at 319-366-1600. You've got Iowa giving up 98 to the Nebraska Cornhuskers, a Big Ten scoring single-game record for the University of Nebraska. That came on Saturday night in Lincoln. We'll talk about that with Mike Halas here in just a little bit in depth. He was over in Lincoln to cover the game as both the game story and column-wise as far as the Cedar Rapids Gazette is concerned. But Iowa did fine offensively, but that may have been a new low as far as the defense is concerned in that game.
Yeah, it's the same old tired yarn, right?
Yep.
Except for that Wisconsin game, Iowa's bugaboo's been defense, and it was underscored again at Nebraska. I text you, Nebraska's got some players.
They do have some players.
I mean, Nebraska and Penn State aren't your old Nebraska-Penn State anymore. Penn State's got players. Penn State's having a good year. Maybe make a run at a postseason. Nebraska in the same situation. I mean, Huskers are 7-4 in the league.
Big game tonight, too.
I wouldn't say it excuses Iowa's defensive effort, but let's give Nebraska some credit as well.
No, I would agree. I would agree on that. And it's Nebraska, I think, is at Wisconsin tonight. They go to Madison to take on the Badgers. Just a huge game for Wisconsin. If they're thinking about NCAA at this point, right now, yeah, they're right on the bubble as far as the NCAA talk is concerned. And Tim Miles, I think, has saved his job this year. There was a lot of heat on him coming into the season and done a very, very fine job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it didn't hurt that they brought out the entire Nebraska new football staff and to meet with the public for the first time at that game on Saturday night. I'm not saying that turn the tide or anything like that, but it certainly was a shot in the arm as far as Big Red Nation is concerned.
I'm sure the fans love to see that. Mike Gloss, as you mentioned, was right there up close and personal with that situation. And Scott Frost, I think, having not coached a game yet, is really popular in Lincoln.
Yeah.
And whether his success in Florida will carry over obviously remains to be seen, but he's been welcomed with open arms, that's for sure.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 if you would like to comment. Iowa State not only fell, but was ambushed by the Tennessee Volunteers. Tennessee came in with a chip on their shoulder and played physical ball against Iowa State. And I think you never want to lose. You never want to lose. But Steve Prohme, after the ball game, Donovan Jackson after the game, they didn't duck any questions or anything like that. Said that we are a soft basketball team right now.
Mm.
And tell you what, the cure for a soft basketball team is not West Virginia coming up next. But Iowa State needs to get more physical. They need to toughen up their game because West Virginia is coming into Hilton on Wednesday night. And West Virginia is not going to back down from anybody. And if there is a team that has performed well at Hilton the last couple years, handful of years anyway, well, besides Kansas, and Kansas has even dropped some games, it has been Huggy Bear in West Virginia.
Can we just say Iowa State, you and I are going nowhere and leave it at that?
Well, we got to talk about it.
Barring a postseason tournament victory, these seasons are done.
Unless something
strange happens. I think the fans still want to watch, see what happens, whether there's improvement or not. But these teams are going nowhere.
No, you're right. Unless something changes in a big, big way, in a big, big hurry to get some momentum going for the tournaments. Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
319-366-1600 is our phone line. Kyle Mann, our producer today, and that's our text line. Our Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line. Visit Hertzien and Stocker in downtown Iowa City or online at HertzienandStockerJewelers.com. 8650. Saw a stat that said Iowa's 236th in the country in defensive efficiency. That's bad.
That is very bad.
Surprised it's that high.
Yeah. Well, Ken Pom ratings have about... If you want to get immersed into a rabbit hole, go in and look at Ken Palm's website and see exactly what they have, because it will boggle your mind for a while. I mean, they've got defensive averages per minute, per game, whatever the case may be. No matter how you slice it, Iowa is just not very good defensively at this point. Iowa State only scored 45 points, the lowest point total ever, ever.
How about that?
At Hilton Coliseum that they put up against Tennessee on Saturday. Big 12 had a bad day.
SEC 6-4 against the Big 12.
Now, the SEC is having a very good year in basketball, one of the best they've had in a long, long time. But everyone was singing the praises of the Big 12, and I asked you this, and I said it would be a great topic for our listeners out there today, and that is the Big 12 still the top league in the country in men's basketball right now? I went back, looked at some stats, looked at some results non-conference-wise. Big 12 has never played a real tough non-conference schedule, except for Kansas for the most part, who will stack about five or six real toughies in there. Big 12 won the majority of the games. There's no doubt about that. But are they paying the price for it right now? I guess they're knocking off each other for the most part, as far as the league is concerned. Trae Young's getting a lot of publicity. Kansas now with getting more closer and closer to their full team. But, you know, should the Big 12 get 8 out of their 10 teams in to the NCAA tournament like some of the bracketologists are talking
about?
I'm
not so sure anymore.
I'm not so sure anymore either. I mean, TCU finishes something like 7th or 8th in the league. Should they get into the tournament? And that's where they are at this point. What do you think out there? I know we got a lot of Big 12 fans. Your thoughts, 319-366-1600. That is our text line brought to you by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City. That is also our phone line at 319-366-1600.
1266, it's kind of nice if you're an Iowa State, Iowa, or UNI fan. You can look at the other two schools and say, well, at least they stink. Suffer together and gear up for a Big 18.
The Big 18-19? Is that what they're talking about at this point? Sure. I'll go with that. And it's not just for the men's basketball teams. The Lisa Bluter and the Iowa women yesterday, that was just one of those days. A lot of disappointed Girl Scouts yesterday in Iowa City for their annual game out there. But, yeah, they just had a bad day. They had a bad day, despite Megan Gustafson with 26 points and 10 rebounds once again. They fell to Nebraska for the second time this year. Iowa wrestling fell to Michigan. Didn't have, Kemmerer wasn't in the lineup, correct? Or was it Sorensen?
Correct.
Kemmerer. Okay. Did not stop the Polar Plunge from taking place. Now, they couldn't go out on the ice. We're going to find out more about this on Wednesday from Mark Ironside. And by the way, there are some great photos Stephen Malley took of Mark. One of them, of him getting out. They had to put up a temporary pool, but they did fill it with ice water from the lake. And so it was still cold, still plenty cold out there, but just probably not as cold as it could have been. I don't know. We'll find out.
And we're diving into a hole in the ice.
I can just hear him. Hey, you do it. So I'm not going to say anything too much.
$180,000 raised for the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, and Mark has outlined on the show and other times how important that money is in terms of sending, five Hawkeye Wrestling Club members are in Russia or were in Russia wrestling in a big meet, and that can't be cheap at all. So and they're going to use every dollar, I'm quite sure.
I question some of these costume choices, by the way. We're going to have to find out more about this. McDonough dressed up as Pamela Anderson from Baywatch.
Wait. How is that possible?
He put on a blonde wig and a Baywatch-type, women's one-piece swimsuit.
Okay.
He jumped in with Sammy Brooks. Sammy Brooks was supposed to be David Hasselhoff. Well, he was Pamela Anderson. Now, I want to know how the negotiations went on that, but I don't know. We got a lot of questions we're going to have to find out on Wednesday when Mark Ironside stops by for his weekly appearance.
That'll be fun.
Mark had an Iowa singlet on there. I believe that was from our good friend Kurt Gustafson.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That he was going to have him sign and then buy and go from there. So, yeah, good time had by all. Good time had by all down there, and a lot of money raised. And
except for the dual meet.
Except for the dual meet. That didn't go real well as Michigan came away with a victory. Kuhn beat Stoll in that 2-3 matchup that came down to heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
And where Iowa did not get the victory was Iowa. And Mark said this on Wednesday. He said Iowa needed bonus points, and they just didn't get the bonus points. 319-366-1600. Coming up on 20 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the program. A reminder, Todd Rommelkamp's show with Alex Kuhn comes your way after our program from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And they are going to have your chance and shot to get tickets to Avenged Sevenfold with Breaking Benjamin and Bullet for my Avenged Sevenfold with Breaking Benjamin and Bullet for my Valentine. That's coming up, by the way, at the U.S. Cellular Center. That is a sold-out show, Mark. I'd like to take you and I would like to take some pride in the fact that we had tickets when it first came out. We helped sell that show out. So if you still need tickets, your chance to win. It's coming up a week from Friday, February the 9th, and we'll have free tickets with the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn all this week for you here on KGYM.
Back to the Arctic Plunge for a minute. Nick Heron individually got the most pledges, $35,354. Matt McDonough, $32,382. Just ahead of Mark Ironside, $32,000 and change. So those three guys really, you know, there's $100,000 right there out of $186,000. So, but I know a lot of people raise money, and every dime counted.
Absolutely, absolutely. And goes to a very, very good cause down there. Started the show. Whoop, we lost Joel. Joel, call back at 319-366-1600. We talked about Michigan State a little bit, and Joel had some comments. And we'll get Joel back on the line here and talk with him about what he had to say about Michigan State.
In the news today, the Cleveland Indians mascot, while a patch that it wears on its jerseys, Chief Wahoo, been around for decades. 2019, Major League Baseball and the Indians have said that patch is going away. And we ask you at KGYMRadio.com, do you consider Chief Wahoo to be offensive? Yes or no? Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Of course, we've been down this road with the Redskins, and that hasn't gone anywhere yet anyway. But I looked. The Des Moines Register has a database of Iowa high school nicknames.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't count, but there's tons of schools with Indians or Warriors in the nickname. Well, the Metro has two. I mean, the Marion Indians and Washington Warriors.
Correct.
Is Warriors really be considered a Native American reference? I'm not so sure.
Well, Marquette had to change their nickname from Warriors to Golden Eagles because of that very reason, and others have had to. Warriors, I think, for Washington means more of the, you know,
Gladiator,
type of, yeah. Spartan-type person coming in there.
But I've never heard that Marion's going to change its nickname. I mean, you go Esterville Midgets. Is that offensive to anybody?
I suppose it could be to Midgets.
Imagine if animal rights activists came in and complained about every animal nickname. Yeah. Everybody would go the way of Iowa Mennonite.
Without a
Which
nickname.
Is the only school in Iowa without a nickname.
Maybe that's the way to go.
How about that?
Maybe that's the way to go. We got Joel back on the line here. Our friend Joel from Muscatine checking in with us here on a Monday at 3:23. How was your weekend?
Good. A proud alumnus of two schools that have some Indian history of Morningside College and Muscatine High School. So
yes.
Tying right into what you guys were talking about. And my college roommate, an Esterville Midget graduate.
Oh, really? Oh.
They're no longer the Esterville Midgets. They've since consolidated with Esterville Lewis Central, and they're
right.
Something benign and not unique anymore.
How about that?
So just segue, but I was going to talk about the Michigan State thing. I know, Mark, you had some social commentary last week on social media about Larry Nassar and all of the horrible things that have gone on. But, you know, as Big Ten fans, we're always very proud of the almost the moral authority of college athletics. And our conference is, you know, the gold standard for academic success and professional success as well as athletic success. But when you think about the Ohio State scandal with Jim Tressel, the Penn State cover-up with Jerry Sandusky, now it appears to be a deeply rooted cover-up in two different facets with Nassar and some of the other sexual abuse allegations on campus. Does the Big Ten no longer have a leg to stand on as the moral authority in college athletics?
Well, you can go down the road.
The scales of the last 20 years are in this conference.
You can go down the road to Iowa City, and Iowa had to pay Jane Meyer and Tracy Griesbaum millions of dollars to get out of that situation.
Yeah, and to me, those are kind of two different situations, because that one is a labor situation that could have happened in the industry. You know, when you think about this is student well-being industry issues with Penn State and Michigan State. And to me, that's a bigger crime, because, I mean, even with the Clery Act, I mean, it looks like these two institutions didn't even report things properly to the Clery Act.
Mm-hmm.
So it's multiple levels of failure as opposed to one which is a labor situation, which could happen at the industries that you and I work in, just not at that scale income-wise. But it's just that's where I would separate the grease bomb issue, I guess, with the University of Iowa. But I'm not exonerating Iowa from that black eye. I'm just saying I wouldn't lump that in to the other issues with that.
Not completely comparable, I understand, but there were allegations of at least verbal abuse by Griesbaum that may or may not have been proven.
That is true.
Lack of institutional control.
I think our ability to be as proud of the conference and how they've handled things institutionally, maybe we're not as above the SEC as so many fans like to think we are.
No, I don't think the moral compass begins or ends here, and maybe anywhere in college sports.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate it. 319-366-1600. Yeah, Michigan State and Penn State both, you know, at the very least, showing a lack of institutional control as far as running their own departments and running their own house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what ESPN Outside the Lines reported is true or not, or some of it is true or none of it is true, or whatever the case may be, still no institutional control.
David and Hudson on the text line, people need to toughen up about these school nicknames. Good grief. The Chief is not offensive. I'll talk to some Native Americans, I guess, and Ryan, the food delivery guy, what is the difference between Indians and Vikings or Spartans?
I guess it just depends on how you take a look at it.
There was a school at one time, and I don't remember where it was in Iowa. It's now closed or consolidated. But I remember they made the state tournament. Is it Chelsea or something like that? I don't know. The nickname was the Charging Czechs.
No.
I'm half Czech. I think it's great.
I am too. I'm all for it. But you know what? It's a different time, and it's not for everybody. Am I right on this?
I would agree, yeah.
I mean,
Cloutier.
Oh, it was Cloutier.
Cloutier, the Charging Czechs. How about that?
I didn't know there was a large Czechoslovakian population in Cloutier. I suppose if it's in eastern Iowa, it's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Where did we lose control?
On these nicknames.
As Chief Wahoo, you know, it's interesting because every time I watch the movie Major League, what's the first thing that they show on the side of Municipal Stadium when mm-hmm. they talk about the Indians? It's Chief Wahoo. I guess, like I said, it's just a different time and a different age. I guess I didn't think about it too much, but I am not Native American or anything like that. I do know, and what I can fall back on are my parents in northern Minnesota. There was a big to-do when University of North Dakota had to change the nickname from Fighting Sioux. Most Natives did not want that to be changed. They were in your camp.
Florida State Seminoles have been
and they're
under
keeping
the microscope.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Seminole Nation has said, we look at that nickname as, you know, tradition and honor. So I guess it just is just on what side you are, I guess. No right or wrong answer.
7854, yes, it is a different time because now some people are just waiting to be offended.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. 319-366-1600, 329. We need to take a break. We'll step aside, come back. Michael Loss will join us. And he was in Lincoln over the weekend and witnessed Nebraska's 98 points against the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll talk with him about that and other sports topics when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
You know how to drive in winter. You slow down, counter steer, and do all the things you should. But even the most careful driver can end up in a fender bender on a snowy, icy Iowa day. If it happens to you, take your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. Every repair is guaranteed, and they work with all insurance companies, but they work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
The quality of the product that we are offering is going to be much higher than at a box store. Hi, I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We are HP sales and service authorized, and we're able to get better products that clients will be able to use. It will last longer in their business. I can sell a laptop that will come with a 3-year warranty because it's a higher quality.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Howdy, folks. I'm Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $5 fill-ups. Now, some people are saying that I'm just Reba McEntire and that KFC has paid me to be the Colonel. But if that were true, how would I know my $5 fill-ups are full of a lot of delicious food? How would I know that you can get a real meal with 2 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, a biscuit, cookie and a drink for just $5? It's not like I could just read it off a script designed to make you hungry. Or could I? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
3:32, back with you here in The Gym Class, KGYM, for a Monday. Coming up tomorrow, Wyatt Schultz will stop by. We will talk high school wrestling, a little bit of college wrestling as well. We'll look ahead to, yes, sectionals for 1A and 2A wrestling coming up this Saturday around the state of Iowa. Man, like we said, starting off the show, where has it gone? We got Cycle Call-In Show coming your way tonight for you, beginning at 7 o'clock, just past 7 o'clock on 1600 AM. They will take a look back at Tennessee and a look ahead, more of a look ahead to West Virginia. The Iowa State women, of course, fell to Texas as well, that on Saturday night. Texter weighing in that was at Pinnacle Arena. They call it the Vault, you know, Mark.
I do know that. 0189, I was at Iowa-Nebraska men's basketball game. I thought Iowa played well, considering it was one of the most hostile crowds I have ever seen. Both teams played very hard. Iowa has absolutely no defense, but the game was entertaining.
Well, it was 98 to 80-something, so yeah. It was entertaining. We will ask our next guest how entertaining it was. Michael Loss joining us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette, sports columnist, and you can follow him on Twitter, at Loss, and joins us on Mondays here on the program. Were you entertained, sir?
Oh, to an extent. I thought that
through much of that game Saturday night. It reminded me of an NBA game with good shot selection and good shooting. Obviously, though, you're going to see better defense in a typical NBA game than you would in that game. And, you know, you might see better defense at a YMCA game than you saw from Iowa that night. But Nebraska's got a nice team, real nice team. And I'm curious to see what they'll do in their next two games on the road. They're at Wisconsin tonight.
Yeah, they have players, as does Penn State, teams like that.
Yeah, there's basketball players in a lot of places. And doing good things in a lot of places. Unfortunately, the state of Iowa is not among them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about this today. It's like, what in the heck am I going to say to you guys today? Because, first of all, it's Monday, the worst day of the week, and on top of it being the worst day of the week, it's like the worst college basketball season the state's collectively had in several years. I mean, I don't even see anybody heading to the NIT.
No.
Yeah. And week after week, how many different ways can you say it? I think you guys have already been over this. It's just not good, and there's not really daylight in sight.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that this has got to be the worst collective season for the state universities anyway. Drake's still hanging in there behind Loyola and the Missouri Valley, but they're going to have to win the tournament. We all know that, but you know, I got to go back and look the last time either UNI, Iowa, or Iowa State did not make not only the NCAA, but didn't make anything.
There might not be one of those three teams that finishes over 500, which, you know, would have seemed preposterous a couple of months ago, but is the state in which we're living right now. I mean, combined, the three state schools are, I think, 7-21 or something like that in conference play. NG, you know, not good.
Well, the recurring question, and I don't have an answer, I'm not sure anybody does, is why can't Iowa play better defense? Why can't it play defense like it did against Wisconsin? Well, Wisconsin doesn't have the players that Purdue and Nebraska has, for one thing.
Well, that's an answer in itself.
Yeah.
You know, but secondly, I don't think Iowa's got very many players who are at a stage in their career where they're that capable of playing good defense. Whether they're being coached well enough defensively or not, I don't know. I guess I'll leave that to other coaches to answer if they want to be honest about it. But, you know, the talent they're going against has no trouble getting open. Wisconsin started out its game 0-9 against Iowa, and I think that set the tone for the whole rest of the night. Plus, Wisconsin is a very ordinary team. But then you go to a place like Nebraska where they've got veteran players, and they've got players who've got ball skills and who can create shots and who whip the ball around pretty well to open people. And against that Iowa defense, that makes for a dangerous situation for the Hawkeyes. And Nebraska, I'll tell you, they've gone from bad to good, relatively speaking, overnight. The past 3 years, they've done nothing. Tim Miles was on the hot seat over there. Well, they got a couple of juniors, transfers, who are eligible, and poof, look at them. I mean, the two best players on the team, one came from Miami, one came from Georgetown. They've got size. They can shoot. All of a sudden, nice team. Fun team to watch. Maybe that's what Iowa's got to do. Iowa might need to, you know, hey, we're open for business transfers. What do you say?
Mm-hmm. Was it a hostile atmosphere, as the texter suggested?
Well, it's a good atmosphere. For one thing, it's an arena that's still very new. I think it's in the five-year-old range, give or take. Downtown. And by downtown in Lincoln, it's not that far from campus, but it's a major league arena. I mean, they get big acts there. I was looking at the coming attractions, and it's like a who's who in show business almost of people that are touring. One of your favorites, Mark Pink, will be there in March. So if you want to gas up the car,
he's got tickets already.
Yeah. But it's a really good, it's a much better arena for basketball than some modern arenas, which are just built for size. Acoustics are good. The seating's good. It feels like a basketball arena. And they put on a nice show pregame and, you know, halftime during the game. The music's good. The light shows are good. It's the PA guy is good. And so it makes for a real good atmosphere. And they've been drawing big crowds over there, even in the lean years, because people just like going to that arena.
And it didn't hurt things that they brought out, I think, for the first time publicly, the entire new Nebraska football staff. So that's like throwing fresh meat to the wolves.
Love is in the air over there. I got there early, and I was walking around a little bit and went into a couple of shops, and they've got Scott Frost T-shirts and Scott Frost jerseys. And I'll tell you, there's a store in the Haymark district of Lincoln that has a vintage museum or something, but they've got all, they do hang on to their memories here.
Well, that's why, and just to leave basketball just for a moment, that's why I said I cautioned Scott Frost for going to Lincoln, because nothing short of 14 wins a year is going to, you know, is going to make the Nebraska folks happy.
Yeah, except that the bar is low. I mean, right now, from what they've experienced lately, just moderate improvement next year will get people very excited. And, I mean, you're not going to have to get those 14 wins in 2018. Just look more like a football team again. I mean, I drove to Lincoln, and on the way from Omaha to Lincoln, I'm just barely out of Omaha, and I'm driving past some outlet mall, like Tanger's, Nebraska Outlets or something like that. They've got an electronic sign that you see from the road, and it says, "Welcome back, Scott Frost." You know, it's not like, you know, stop in the Nike store and get yourself a pair of sneakers or something. It's, "Welcome back, Scott Frost," in lights. It's like, you know what, we're definitely in Nebraska.
I'll tell you what, Mike, when the Pinnacle books, those folks that sing Despacito, I'll consider it. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
I know the song.
Mark, sing it for us.
It's in Spanish, you know.
Hum us a few bars.
You know, if it'll help pad out this segment, I might do it.
What?
God, don't make me talk anymore about Iowa basketball.
Oh, man. Well, we can talk about Iowa State basketball.
Didn't see the game Saturday, didn't miss a thing.
45 points at Hilton is,
wow.
It's never happened before. It's unprecedented.
Well, it might be. I don't even want to look. And now they announced today that starting point guard Nick Weiler Babb's out for at least a week, maybe two. You know, and here comes West Virginia. We'll get back to Iowa. They play Minnesota tomorrow night. That's a game they better win. You know, they need a few wins. I don't care if it's all against bad teams. You got Minnesota at home, and Minnesota's going nowhere. They've got a few real nice players, but they've been such a bust. They were supposed to, I mean, everybody was picking them third or fourth in the Big Ten. And they had their own problems. They lost Reggie Lynch, or he was suspended from the campus, you know, until 2020 for, you know, bad stuff, you know. What was it? Sexual abuse charges or something?
Yeah.
I don't know exactly, and I'm sorry, I don't. It's hard to keep track of everybody everywhere. But this was a primary player, a great shot blocker and a scorer. And just besides that, they just haven't been very good. And so anyway, Iowa needs to beat them tomorrow night. If you don't win a game like that, I'm not sure who you're going to beat. I mean, this is a game that'll be it's a matchup for like Wednesday at the Big Ten tournament, a 12th and a 13th or something like that. And
don't spoil it for us.
Yeah, I know.
As we look forward to that. And Joel from Muscatine, who called our program a little bit earlier.
That was a good call.
It was. And he said, is the Big Ten kind of lost their moral compass a little bit? A lot.
You know, you wrap a conference around these things, and it's, you know, it's not a conference thing. These things are just, you know, it happened at a place, and that place happens to be in the Big Ten. You know, over the course of history, bad, inconceivably bad stuff, I think it's kind of random where as much as why. The why seems to be the common thread. The why is that priorities are skewed, and there's too much protection of the so-called brand, and there's too much lack of transparency, and there are too many people scared to face horrible realities or to have those realities be made public. And when that happens, I don't care where it is, things just get worse and uglier. And the thing at Michigan State is it's hard to even talk about. I mean, it's beyond scandal. I mean, to me, scandals are like what happened at Louisville. This is deviant, and it's you know, just so disturbing. And it was really interesting, the reactions of Mark D'Antonio and Tom Izzo, for things that have been brought up that happened in the past in their programs, and their reactions to it. Neither one really played very well.
On another note, were you interested in Tiger Woods and how he did this past weekend?
I didn't pay any attention to it.
Really?
Not that I wasn't interested. I was traveling, and you know, what was the name of the tournament? I don't even know that.
Torrey Pines.
Didn't mean anything to me. I hope he's well and is playing well, because it's, you know, something to be interested in. But if you ever going to be Tiger Woods again? I can't imagine it.
You're not going to the Super Bowl, are you?
No.
Would you like to go to the Super Bowl?
No. I've covered five, and it is. And usually, in fact, for all of them, I got there on Monday or Tuesday, and it is the long. You find out how long a week really is. You know, some weeks fly by when you're home and you're busy, but when you're at a Super Bowl site, it's so much nonsense. And it's so much, there's a lot of hassle. The whole city just gets, at Tampa several years ago when Kurt Warner's Arizona team played there, I stayed downtown. And from Friday night until the bus took us to the stadium on Sunday, I was literally boxed in downtown.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't get a cab. I wouldn't have known where to go anyway. But, I mean, the restaurants, on Saturday I couldn't get into a restaurant until 11 o'clock at night. And it was just suffocating. And I was thinking, this is not really, you know, fun.
Yeah.
And you get there, I mean, when you're there, you realize just what a bunch of nonsense it all is. It's so many people on the make promoting this and that. Pseudo celebrities trying to draw attention to themselves. Everybody's got something to sell, and your eyes just get glazed over.
And the common man can't afford to go.
Well, you know, it's a much, much better presentation on TV than it is in person.
Yeah.
Well, the minutia has changed even in the last 10 to 15 years. It is basically, like you said, Mike, it's for corporate America and people to peddle their wares. That's basically what the Super Bowl is for. I mean, since it is in Minneapolis, we have gotten many inquiries from people that are going to be up there to have them on the show. You know, oh, we'll talk about this. But then at the end, we have to, you know, talk about the Jackhawk 9000 or whatever that we're going to be, you know, dropping off. Yeah. Whatever the case, you know, whatever you're selling up there.
Right. Well, it's the NFL. And the NFL is a powerful, powerful thing. And it's also a very peculiar thing to me in some ways. I mean, in Indianapolis, a few years ago, I was there, and I thought to myself, I think they probably got the best police force in the world right here in Indianapolis for these several days.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, the combination of the NFL security plus, you know, basically, I think wherever it is for the Super Bowl, the NFL is basically telling local law enforcement, here's what's what, and here's what we're going to do, and it's a phenomenal thing. It's, you know, they can say that it would be a target, but I think that it would almost be the opposite. You know, I think you're about as safe there as maybe you're ever going to be. But the game itself, you know, is it any good or not? That's all I care about.
Yeah. Well, the XFL will be much better.
You know, the XFL can go take a flying leap. Really, I mean, the guy who's behind that, Vince McMahon, is one of the more dubious. I mean, you want to talk about a snake oil salesman. So whether that thing ever happens or not, I don't know. I don't care. But whatever it is he's involved with, it's dicey.
He doesn't have a... some people are saying he doesn't have a lot, a big moral compass to stand behind.
Oh my gosh! He doesn't want players who are not standing for the anthem or who have been in trouble with the law or whatever. And it's like, yeah, what's your history in the wrestling business?
CJ Beathard's leading a team to the championship. You're going to be there. I know that.
What? You have a hot take, Mark?
Mike, poll question.
I know I'm not.
Mike, poll question today, KGYMRadio.com. Do you consider Chief Wahoo to be offensive?
Well, to me, it doesn't matter if I do. It's to Native Americans. And I think that there are quite a few who are on the record who have said that they do. So... that's good enough for me, you know. I mean, here, what's interesting to me about this, too, is that, okay, they're going to have it banned after this year. But we're going to sell as many items with it this year as we possibly can.
Right, right.
And people will buy it out because it's going to be a collector's item.
Yeah, so it's total hypocrisy and it's total nonsense and par for the course, I guess.
Very, very much so.
Couple texts saying Native Americans are descendants of Europeans, so they're not Native Americans anyway.
I'm not getting into this.
Yeah, you know,
where does it end? Where does it end, though?
Primordial ooze. You know, I mean, if you really want to go back,
yeah, that's true.
You know, every team should be called the Monkees.
Well, we got Iowa basketball tomorrow night against Minnesota.
Way to get out of that, Scott.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Well, I mean, if you believe in evolution.
Right. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show, Mike. We don't have time to go get into all this.
Okay. I don't want to get you in any deep controversies like whether you believe in science or not.
Read
his stuff, Mike. Had Gazette Online.
Tiger Woods never had him, never needed him. That's one of his credos. Hey, Mike, appreciate it as always. And
if the basketball teams would just start winning, we wouldn't have this problem.
I know. Well, tomorrow night, that'll be the first one, right? We'll go with that.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay. Thanks,
Mike Halas. Read his stuff at Halas on Twitter. And read his stuff at thegazette.com. 3:53, we'll take a break, come back. We'll let you know how the pick six went over the weekend. And wrap things up after this here on KGYM.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
What if hiring could be easier, so even when you're busy, you can still be smart about how you hire? ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 job boards with just one click. Then, they actively look for the most qualified candidates and invite them to apply. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/will.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Tomorrow, our coverage of the Scopes Monkey Trial begins here on KGYM. Just kidding.
Stop it.
I know. We did have an opportunity to give away a $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub on Highway 1 West in Iowa City over the weekend with the pick six. I'd like to thank whoever scored for the AFC yesterday. I didn't pay much attention until I found out I needed to, Mark.
Yes, the AFC had to cover, and so it did. You were firmly in lunch line, but that didn't happen. You ended up 1-5, but... Kyle is our weekly winner. He and I both went 4-2, but Kyle won the tiebreaker on total Iowa-Nebraska points. So Kyle with a weekly win, and that means Kyle from North Liberty is the winner of $30 gift card to Carl and Ernie's. And Todd Brommelkamp, Sean Grants, 3-3 each. Alex Kuhn, 2-4. Alex loses his individual lead to Kyle. Kyle with a 2-game lead.
Rookie of the year.
Gym class with a 5-game lead with 1 week to go.
How can we blow
Unless
this?
Unless somehow the TB show with Alex Kuhn extends this thing.
No, this is it.
This is it.
This
okay.
is the last week. All this right. is the last week of the shenanigans. So we'll look for it. 5-game lead.
5-game lead.
We have 6 items to pick from.
We have lost more in a week, I can tell you that.
I know
so
we
better be on our toes.
All right. Stay tuned for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Comes your way next during KGYM. Have a great Monday night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
It's official. Weekends at Buffalo Wild Wings just got better. For a limited time, get $3 select domestic pint beers and $4 select